This is Thesis Thursday. This is a program where we invite our friends from the University of Arizona to come on down to the radio station. I sit and talk with them a little bit about what they're working on in school. I ask them about their plans for the future, and we even talk a little bit about music. Joining me today is Sam Davidson. Howdy, Sam.
Hi, how's it going?
Oh, pretty good. What's going on at the U of A?
I'm a biomedical engineering major, and I also have a math minor. This summer, I started working in a molecular and cellular biology lab, which is a little unusual for people of my major, but I think it's important for engineers and scientists to work together so that we can learn about each other's fields and our work can have a greater impact. One of the focuses of the Bulger Laboratory is on this group of proteins called dead box proteins, and these proteins are present in many different organisms, but in humans, one thing that we have noticed is that they've been connected to a list of like serious conditions like HIV, hepatitis B and C, and several cancers, including medulloblastoma, which is a brain cancer that typically affects children.
What does a dead box protein do?
Dead box proteins have a long list of functions. The one that I'm concerned with is called DDX3, and that has been known to be a tumor suppressor, but also, in a funny way, it also encourages tumor formation. It's not fully understood how that works, but we also know that DDX3 is a translation initiator. That means that before proteins can be made in a cell, it must bind with other proteins.
That's called a translation initiation?
Yep, exactly.
So it's like it says, oh, hey, you should meet this protein, and then they bind,
yep,
and then stuff happens.
And then more stuff happens, exactly. A lot of my work is like matchmaking proteins.
You have like a pipette and you put them close to each other, or do you like tip it around? Like, how does this happen?
I use a machine called a luminometer, and I use a chemical called luciferase, which is the stuff that makes fireflies glow and other animals that glow. Our luciferase is from this sea animal called the sea pansy. It's kind of cute.
Is it like a coral?
Yeah, it kind of looks like that. It's very small. I use luciferase, and basically what I do is I tag my proteins with luciferase, and then when they bind with other proteins, essentially what happens is they glow. And the luminometer is able to detect that because it's difficult for the human eye to be able to detect such a small glow, but the luminometer does that for me. The machine can detect if there's a glow and how much glow there is, basically.
So what kinds of things are you finding? Are you still in data collection mode?
I'm definitely still in data collection mode. We're just still trying to find what conditions produce the most glow, I guess you could say. One thing that I'm doing right now is changing the concentrations of the cells, and we're testing that out a little bit and some other conditions as well.
Because we're trying to figure out what's going on with tumor growth.
If we know under what conditions these dead box proteins bind, we can better understand their mechanisms and the disease mechanisms that they're related to. The more we know, the better.
What are you going to do after you graduate?
Right now, I'm in the process of applying to grad school. I think I'm going to make a field change, and I'm looking into epidemiology. Epidemiology is basically the study of disease.
That's important.
Yeah, I definitely want to do research on women's health and reproductive health.
Do you like music, Sam?
I recently went to a Panic at the Disco concert, so that was pretty cool. I also listened to Blink 182 and the Arctic Monkeys, but of course, I also listened to Beyonce.
For sure. Thank you so much for coming to KXCI.
Thank you for having me.